Son Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. Up to the two dots on the top. Hayu Lefanov Minim Harbe. So we're moving on to the next statement of the Mishnah, which is if you have many different types of food in front of you. So there's a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda holds that you have to make on the, if you have the Shiva Saminim there, then you make on that first, and the Chachamim say no, you can make whatever on whatever thing you want first. Okay. So Amar Ula, so Ula said, machlokes b'shebi chasei and shavus. This machlokes in our Mishnah is much more limited than it sounds. It's only when everything that you have in front of you has the same bracha. Rabbi Yehuda Savar min Shiva Adif. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the one from the Shiva Saminim is better. Rabban Savar min Chaviv Adif. The Rabban hold the one that you want more, that's the has takes precedence over anything else, and therefore that's the one you should make the bracha on first. Aval b'she'en b'chasein shavis, but if the brachas are not the same, then everybody agrees that you make a bracha on one, and then you go back and make a bracha on the other one. And the order of brachas we know, mezainus, ha'etz, hadama, shahakol. So assuming it would be in that order, but apparently there's no machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon if there are different brachas in front of you. Okay, so. That was Ula clarifying the machlokas in the Mishnah. Let's see Rashi, second Rashi on the page. B'shebir chasei and shavos, if the brachas were the same, could go in zeisim v'tapuchim. You have olives and apples in front of you. The travayhu b'per ha'etz, both of them are ha'etz. Ubalif tarashtein b'bracha achas, and you want to make one bracha to cover both of them. So that's when there's going to be this machlokas, and the rabbanon held chaviv adif eizah shiyirta, the one that he wants first. The masnisin. It's a chaviv alav mashma, because when the Mishnah says ezem hen sheyirtze, it implies the one that he likes better. So Ula continued alav b'she'en b'chasein shavos divrei hakol. But if the brachas are not the same, then everyone agrees that you go in the order of brachas. Ein bracha achas poitrason. You can't take care of all of them with one bracha. V'shuv ein kam machlokas, and therefore there's not going to be machlokas. Be'alfa gavdit na'an. Even though we said earlier, berach aperas ha'ilan bari priha adama yata. If you did make a bari priha adama on fruits from a tree, then you're still yata. Hani mili bechad mina v'ta'a. That's talking about where you have one type of thing in front of you and you made a mistake. Berach ala bari priha adama, and you made a bari priha adama. Well, it's noin v'zayis. But if you have, for example, a radish and an olive, berachatz noin, and you made a hadama on the radish, lo nifter zayis, it's not going to cover the olive, even though b'dievet, if you made that bracha on the olive itself, you would be yotze. But since your intention is to make on the hadama thing, so it's not going to cover the ha'etz in a sort of lechatchila fashion. It's only b'dievet if you made that mistake. Okay. The next part of Rashi is a change in the girsa. I think on the next part of the Gemara. So let's go right through the Gemara. Meisve, about eight lines down. Meisve. So Gemara Zakasha, how you the fun of tznoin v'zayis? If you have in front of you radish and an olive, mevarich al tznoin, then you could theoretically make the hadama on the radish or poiter as zayis. And you can patter the, then you're covering yourself for the olive. So hacham ma'askinon. So if that's true, then that sounds like you can the two different types of brachas, but you can patter one with the other. So why did Ula say that if the brachas are not the same, you have to make a bracha on each one? It sounds like you can cover yourself on both of them. So now the Gemara qualifies this and says hacham ma'askinon. Shatz noin ikar. That's in a case where the dish that you have in front of you, the radish is the main. Part of that dish, the radish is the overpowering ingredient in that dish. And Rashi actually explains further. He says shehayot znoin ikar shebishvilo hischil hachila, because you started eating with that radish. The only reason you're eating the olive is to take off the heat of the radish in your mouth. The havale zayis tafel. Then the zayis is the olive is considered secondary to the radish. Matanan kol shehu ikar, as we're going to see later on in a few blot, whichever one is the main thing, v'imoy tefela, and then you're eating the secondary thing with it, mevarech ala ikar u'poter etzat tefela. Then you make the bracha on the main thing, and you're going to cover yourself for the secondary thing. This is a major issue across Hilchas Brachas. What's considered the main, the ikar, and what's considered the tafel, which I'm assuming we're going to get into further in the coming few pages. So here we're talking about when you had you ate the radish and then the olive was there just to take off some of the heat out of your mouth. So you're not really eating the olive for the sake of the olive, you're eating the olive for the sake of the radish. So Gemara says, Ihachi, if that's true, if your tznayin is the main thing and your zayis is only secondary, Ema Seifa said, what about the end of the Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mevarech al Zayis. Shazayis mimin shiva. Rabbi Yehuda says in the end of that particular case that you would make a bracha on the olive because the olive is one of the shiva saminim. So you can't sort of take care of it with the bracha on the tznayin, on the radish. So the Gemara answers. So the Gemara asks that. So what's the problem with that? What's the problem with Rabbi Yehuda saying that? You would make the bracha on the kazayas. Let it be machlokas. Someone says no. V'chi lesle Rabbi Yehuda hadit nan kol shu ikar v'imay tefela b'varcha le'ikar poiter z'tefela. Does Rabbi Yehuda not hold of the rule that we have that if you have two things in front of you, one thing is the primary food, and then you have the secondary food with it. You make the bracha on the first one, on the main one that you want, and that covers you for the secondary one. So, does Rabbi Yehuda not hold that? Apparently, that's agreed upon by everybody. So, Gemara wants to say, V'chitema hachanami de lesle. If you want to tell me that really Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of that, Vatanya, I'll say no, he does hold of it, because how do we know? There's a brisa that says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Imach mas tznoin ba hazayis, mevarech al tznoin u'poter es hazayis. We have a specific case which says, if the olive came because of the radish, like Rashi explained, that you're eating the olive to take off the heat of the radish, then this halacha does apply, that you make the bracha on the radish and it covers the olive. So we can't say that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of ikar and tafel. Rabbi Yehuda clearly does hold of that, so when he says earlier that you make the bracha on the olive in that case of the radish and the olive, it must be a case where it can't be the case that the Gemara is trying to say that where the radish is the main thing and the zayis is secondary, because Rabbi Yehuda says over there you make the bracha on the olive, and over here he's saying if that was the case you would make the bracha on the radish and it would cover the olive. So we still don't know what that case is over there. So now the Gemara is going to say lo elam. Really, I'll tell you that case, bitznein ikar, askinan. We're talking about where the radish is the main part of the dish, like we've been trying to say all along. V'chi pligi Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanon. So where do Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon argue? B'milsa achrita pligi. They argue on something else. V'chasuri mechzer v'hachi katani. And that Mishnah is missing some words, and this is how we're going to rewrite that Mishnah that we asked the question from earlier to make Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon work out.
So are all these cases that we're talking about in every single one of these proofs that we're trying to bring down is where, as Rashi explains it, it's you're eating one at a time?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, which case are you talking about?
Just Tznon and Zayis.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like
all along, right? All this is where you're eating one at a time.
Right. Where you're eating the Tznon and then you need the Zayis in order to just take the edge off the tznayin, right. As they're not mixed together.
But it's not like sometimes that we have shaylas like, okay, if you make
you have a salad with croutons in it or something.
Right.
Well, that's a different story.
Right.
Yeah. No, here it sounds like it's one followed by the other.
it's radish salad with a little olive.
Yeah, where he eats the radish and then you eat sushi, then you have the ginger afterwards to take the cleanse the palate.
Yes.
So that's the same idea. You wouldn't necessarily make a bracha on that because you're only eating it to cleanse your palate after eating the sushi. Yeah, so here it sounds like it's one after the other.
And does it have to be? And so when we say the ikar and tafel here, I mean, I'm not saying we're passing it like this, but is it only because the zayis really is within the context of bor pri adamah?
No. No, we're not saying that at all. Right? Because Rashi is taking that out of the factor out of the case. Rashi says specifically that even though we said earlier you could say that. Well, maybe the Gemara is trying to say the bor pri adamah should cover everything. We're not saying that over here. Because lechatchila, it can't do it. It's only if you made a mistake on something, that's when it covers it. But to say that lechatchila, it's going to cover it.
That was in the case when you wanted both, and you didn't need one for the other. But where you need, where one is considered tafel, right, is the tafel covered by the bor pri adamah only because the bor pri adamah could actually cover that?
No.
Because we're saying
no.
The tafel doesn't need a bracha at all.
It doesn't need a bracha at all, because the bracha on the ikar covers it, whatever it is. If it was a shahakal, it would cover it also.
So if you did a bor pri eitz, and then the adama was the tafel, we would still be okay?
Right, we'd still be okay, yeah.
Okay.
That's my understanding, at least, and I think I'm pretty sure that's the halacha also. I mean, getting into discussions of what's ikar and what's tafel in many, many different foods is a halacha discussion. And hopefully we'll get some clarity as we go through these sugyas now. So now we're going to adjust this Mishnah, because this Mishnah doesn't... We can't make it fit the way it is, because we said that in this case of Tznayin and Zayis, Rabbi Yehuda held that if it was... Well, Shiva Samina, you'd make a bracha, but we have a... So it can't be a case of Ikar and Tafel, because we know if it was a case of Ikar and Tafel, Rabbi Yehuda would say that your bracha on the Tznayin would cover the Zayis. So since he says up there that you have to make a separate bracha on, you have to make a bracha on the Shevas Aminim, so clearly it's a different case. So now the Gemara is going to change the lashon of this Mishnah. So Gemara said, Mishnah Chayti Pligav Chasuri Me'achshav V'Hachik Katani. This Mishnah is missing a part, and this is how we learn it. Hoy Lefanav Tznayin V'Zayis. If you have in front of you a radish and an olive, Mavorech Alat Tznayin, so you make the bracha on the radish, the Poitras HaZayis, and that covers the olive. So now here's the addition that we're putting in. When does that apply? When the radish is the main ingredient of what you have in front of you. But if the radish is not the main part, then everybody would agree that you make the bracha on one and then you make the bracha on the other. So now the question is, which one do you make first? So this is all in addition to the Mishnah that we were asking from earlier. So now which one do you make the bracha on first? So shnei minim ba'alma shibir chasein shavos. So if you have two different types of food which have the same bracha in front of you, mevarichal ezem mehen shiyirta, then you can make a bracha on whichever one you want. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, mevarichal azayis shazayis mimin shiva. And then Rabbi Yehuda comes along and he's sticking with his opinion that the Shiva Saminim takes precedence over everything. So he says you make the bracha on the olive because the olive is one of the Shiva Saminim. And that's only in a case where the bracha, that you have different things in front of you that are the same brachas. But in the case of the original case of the Tzlan and the Zayis, where they're two different brachas, then everybody would agree that you make on whichever one you want first. And that's talking in a case... that's in a case where they have the same level of importance to you. That it's not that you're not eating the olive for the radish. You want to eat olives also, for the sake of eating the olives. So now this works out according to our Mishnah. This fits nicely. So it's no longer a kash on our Mishnah, because Rabbi Yehuda still holds that it goes by the Shiva Saminim, and the Rabbanon hold, the Tanakhama holds, you make the bracha whichever one you want first. In a case where you can make that choice, which is where you have the two of the same brachas in front of you. Okay, let's see Rashi. Mevarich al zeh. So this new reading of the Mishnah said you make a bracha on They're not arguing on the fact that you have to make one over the other. You make one and then you make the other. And then we said, so now if you have two different types of foods that have the same bracha, you have an olive and an apple, they have the same bracha. The only case is if you have two different types, one of the which have the same bracha, one of them is from the Shiva. So I mean, that is a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon. Okay, so now we're all good with this Mishnah and our Mishnah, and everything seems to work out fine. Okay, let's see weiter. So Pligi ba, about halfway down the page, Pligi ba, back in the Gemara, Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha argued about this. Chadamar machlokes b'shebir chasein shavus. One said that the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon is when both items in front of you have the same bracha. Rabbi Yehuda savar min shiva adif. Rabbi Yehuda holds that if you have your apple and your olive in front of you, then the olive is going to come first because it's from the Shiva Saminim. Rabbanon savri min chaviv adif. And the Rabbanon hold that the Shiva Saminim don't make a difference here. And you just take whichever one you prefer first. So that's if the brachas are the same. If the brachas are not the same, then you go make a bracha on this one and make a bracha on the second one. In the correct order. So that's one opinion. Which sounds like we've been saying till now, that when you have the same bracha in front of you, Rabbi Yehuda holds, you take Shiva Saminim, Rabbanon holds, you take whichever one you want. If the brachas are not the same, then you go in the correct order and you make a separate bracha on each one. So that's one side of this machlokas. We don't know who says what here. Now here's a chiddush which we haven't seen yet. The other opinion holds that if the brachas are not the same, then Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon are also arguing. So now let's see how that works out. So it works out fine according to the one who says that when the brachas are the same, machlokas, that's when they're arguing. Machlokas Shapir, then that works out a good machlokas, like we've been saying till now. That you have a good machlokas between the Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon when the brachas are the same. Elamad Omar b'she'in b'chasein shavos pligi, but according to the opinion of between Rav Ami and Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, who says that Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon are arguing in a case where the brachas are not the same, but my pligi, what's the machlokas? So Rabbi Yirmiyah answers at lahakdim. Which one comes? The question is, which one comes first? Let's see Rashi. He explains exactly what that means regarding this machlokas. The Gemara is going to explain further. Let's see Rashi. Anyway, it's about halfway down Rashi. Chad Amar machlokas b'shebir chasein shavos. So the first opinion says, like we've been saying till now, that the machlokas is where they have the same bracha. And the other opinion of what this machlokas is says that even when the brachas are not the same, then there's also machlokas there. First of all, we're going to explain. For my pligi, so we just asked, what's the machlokas about if they're arguing when they're not the same bracha? Havada lemiftir b'chad bracha. You can't cover yourself with one bracha, so what's the machlokas? What's the machlokas say? Can this bracha pater that one? It doesn't make too much sense, so what's going on here? So Rabbi Yirmiyah b'lahakdim pligi. Rabbi Yirmiyah held there, talking about which one should come first. V'loi garsinon aval b'chasem shavayis mevarech al echad mehen shiyirte. But when we don't have the girsa in our Gemara of if their brachas are the same, then you make whichever one you want. D'hashto b'she'einon shavayis makpid Rabbi Yehuda al haktamasa. Now, when they're no longer equal, Rabbi Yehuda is concerned about which one comes first. But Amar min shiva adif, k'sheba lichter zu b'zu lo kol shekein. So Rabbi Yehuda is saying that if the brachas are not the same, then you have to follow whichever one should come first, as we're going to see what that means. And he says the Shiva Saminim take precedence when you're trying to, then it's even more so with the, regarding the Shiva Saminim, when you're trying to make one part of the other one, the Shiva Saminim cover that even more so than just whichever one, then we're going to see exactly what he holds over here. So let's go back to the Gemara. So he said, Rav Yirmiyah says, Lahakdim. Domar Rav Yosef, because Rav Yosef says, V'itemer Rav Yitzchak. So when we're talking about the Shiva Saminim, anything which becomes earlier in the pasuk gets the bracha first. Shenemar, Eretz Chita Usayra V'Gefen Oteinu V'Rimon, Eretz Zeis Shemen Udvash. This is the famous pasuk which is telling us about the Shiva Saminim. It's telling us Eretz Yisrael is a land of wheat and barley, grapes, figs, pomegranates, and it's a land of olives, olive oil, and date honey. and they're arguing within Rabbi Chanan. Kol ha'pasuk kuloi l'shirin nemar. This whole pasuk is coming to teach us measurements. We'll see what that means. Let's see Rashi before we get into each of these different things over here. So we had Rabbi Yirmiyah who said they're talking about which one should come first. And apparently that means that, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you'd have to make the bracha on the one in the pasuk first, whichever comes first in the pasuk. So that was like Rabbi Yitzchak said. So Rashi says, Da'am Rabbi Yitzchak, Alma kabdinan ahakdama. So we see that we are careful about putting which one should go first. Rabbi Yehuda, Islay Rabbi Yitzchak. And Rabbi Yehuda is going to hold of this opinion of Rabbi Yitzchak. Hilkach, therefore, kol shekein hecha dechad lavi min shiva. So if you're talking about when you have the shiva saminim, you have to be careful which one comes first. So even more so if you have things which are not from the shiva saminim, the min shiva adif, then the one of the shiva saminim is going to come first. Rabbanon leso Rabbi Yitzchak, makom chaviv dechaviv adif. And the Rabbanon will not hold of this opinion of Rabbi Yitzchak, where you have something that you desire more in front of you, because that, is, according to them, is going to override the Shiva Saminim aspect. So now we're saying the machlokas of our Mishnah of Rabbi Yehuda, of the Rabbanon Rabbi Yehuda is in this machlokas of this is the point of contention, that if the brachas are not the same, then do you need to take into account this pasuk, or can you just take whichever one you prefer. then we said, brought another machloka, so they're arguing that within this, they're arguing in Rav Chanan. Let's see, Rashi. Had Rabbi Yitzchak, this statement of Rabbi Yitzchak, that we go by the pasuk, whichever one should come first, d'amar ha-muktam kodim lebracha, that the one earlier in the pasuk gets the bracha first, alma kra l'shevach eret Yisrael ba. We see that this pasuk is coming to teach us about to praise Eretz Yisrael. Sheyesh ba peiros hachashuvim halalu, that Eretz Yisrael has these amazing special fruits. Umanon kaseder chashivusam, and the pasuk listed them in the order of their importance. Upalagad Rav Chanan, and they're arguing on Rav Chanan the Amar loy ba'akosav idea sheva chashivus haperis betam shelohem. So no, that this opinion of Rav Yitzchak is not. Is arguing on Rav Chanan, because Rav Chanan says that the pasuk's not praising these fruits. El shivcha shel Eretz Yisrael sheyesh ba peres sheshira tar nitlin ba bahen. It's nothing to do with a precedence of flavor. It's a precedence of these fruits are used in Torah, that when you have any sort of shear of volume or size or anything like that.
They
set the standard of what the size should be. It has nothing to do with flavor, and therefore that could be the sheet of the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon will hold like that explanation of this pasuk. Therefore, you can take whichever one you want, because we're not talking about taste or whichever one's preferable more important. V'kivan d'hachi hu lo hikpid akos v'asidron shari b'zu kulon shavin. And therefore, the pasuk wasn't careful about the order in which they were written, because they're all equal. Because we're not saying that this size of the size of a wheat is more important than the size of a barley. or a grape or anything like that. We're just saying that the pasuk, the for some, whatever reason the pasuk put them in that order, but there's no real the order of the pasuk doesn't have any importance in this machlokas, according to that Rabbi Chanan. So now let's get into Rabbi Chanan and see what where he finds all these shiurim. The Om Rabbi Chanan, it's back in the Gemara, about 15 lines from the bottom. Kala pasuk kulo le shiurim nemar. This whole pasuk was said for different shiurim. Chita. Okay, so now we're going to start with the first one. So wheat, the tanan, because we find a Mishnah that says hanichnas labayis hamanuga. If someone enters a house which has taras, v'kelev al ksefav, and he has his vessels on his shoulders, the sandalov and his shoes on the taba'os of biyadov and his rings on his fingers, hu vehein et tmein miyad. So then he and everything that he's carrying and everything that he's wearing becomes impure immediately upon entering this house that has a tzaras on it. Her lavush kelev the sandalov beraglov, the taba'os of beetzbo'osov. If he was wearing his clothes and his first case he was carrying everything, and now he's wearing them.
Yeah.
So if he was wearing his clothes, he was wearing his sandalov baraglov, he's wearing his shoes with tabosav beetz baosav, his rings were on his fingers. Hu tamei miyad, so he himself becomes tamei immediately. Vehein tahorin, but everything that he's wearing remains pure ad sheyishe b'chdei achilas pras. So they remain tahor until he stays in the house the amount of time to eat a pras of bread. So what sort of pras is this? So Tana, the Bach adds in Tana. We learned in a Mishnah what sort of bread are you eating? Pas chitin velo pas sa'orin. So it's got to be wheat bread and not barley bread. Mesav va'ochlan beliftan, and he sits and eats them with their accompaniments. So that's how long he has to stay in the house in order to become tamei. So that's the shear for wheat, that it has to be eating a pras of wheat bread in that particular time with everything that accompanies them, which I think in halacha it ranges somewhere between 4 and 9 minutes, depending on which opinion. So let's see Rashi. So that's the wheat. So Rashi says, "Babayis hamanuga," in a house that has taras. Ksiv. So it says in the pasuk, "Vahaba el habayis yitma atar." Someone who comes into this house is going to be tamei until the evening. V'loik ksiv kibus begonim, but it doesn't say anything about washing clothes. Uksiv v'ha'oichal babayis yichabes es begadov. But someone who eats in the house has to wash his clothes. So it says if he enters the house he'll be tamei, but then it says if someone eats in the house then his clothes will become tamei also. So b'shoya shir achila. So that's where this shir comes from, that if you're wearing your clothes immediately it doesn't become tamei, but if you wait in there enough time to eat something, then even the clothes are going to become tamei. V'afilu lo yochal, and even if he doesn't eat, because it sounds like from that pasuk that you have to actually sit and eat in the house and only then you'll become tamei. So even if he doesn't eat, because it says at the end of that pasuk, that also someone who lays down in the house is also has to wash his clothes. So from there, Rashi's learning. So let's continue to the end of Rashi. Hilkoch, therefore, hanichnas boy, someone who goes in, and he's carrying his clothes, he's not the way of wearing them. Ain't ela begadov, then they're not considered his clothes. If someone's carrying clothes, they're not considered his clothes. His clothes are what he's wearing. So that's why if he's carrying them, they're not his clothes. Utmein, and they're going to be utmein miyad. They're going to be tami immediately. She af bohen anikar v'habo elabayis, because those clothes get the status of coming into the house. So immediately, that's good. They're going to be tami. They get the status of the first part of the pasuk, not. The second part, which says if he eats, he has to wash his clothes, because they're not his clothes; they just happen to be what he's carrying. So that's why they're tamei immediately. But when he's wearing them, then he needs to. Then he, if he has to, has that leeway to wait that extra few minutes before he becomes tamei. So the shear that we find with chita is this case of where he has to wait kadei achilas pras. Rashi says chati kikar. It's half a loaf of bread. Sheshira by chachom is a iruv. It's a iruv. That was the shear that the Chacham gave for an Eruv. So kulay mazon shtei sudos. The entire Eruv has to be enough food for two meals. V'chetzeh mazon suda achas. So half of that Eruv is enough for one suda. So the Chacham said this kikar, this size kikar of bread is enough to make an Eruv chatzeres, or an Eruv tchumin. That's going to be the shear that's needed in order to be, for someone to become tamei in this house. So the Gemara then said pas chitin necheles maher, that you have wheat bread, it's eaten quickly, and not barley bread, which I guess takes longer to eat. It doesn't say that, but that's the implication, that the wheat bread is easier to eat. Mesav. So we said that if he's eating this wheat bread, he sits and eats it with the accompaniments. Derech haseva, which is the way of leaning. Shehine echelas maher she'ena poine ana v'ana. He's eating this leaning and quickly, and he's not turning from side to side. Not sure exactly what that means. Okay. It sounds like the Gemara is trying to tell us that this is the shear. The shear is wheat bread. You might think that since it's the same size piece of bread, why do we care whether it's wheat bread or barley bread? So it sounds like the wheat bread is easier to eat, and in this way of heseva, that's the quickest way of eating it. So that's the shear they give for becoming tamei. Okay, let's move on to the next one.
Doesn't get distracted by other things.
Hmm?
Doesn't get distracted.
I guess it's tasty bread, so he eats it quickly. Could be.
Yeah, it was before big screen TVs.
Mm-hmm.
Or cell phones.
Yep. And the list goes on. Okay, so that was the wheat. So now we have a source for wheat being a shear in the Torah. So the next one is Sa'ira. What about a barley? Ditanan, because we have a mission that says etzem kisa'ira metame b'mago of masa, a bone, a human bone the size of a barley, will make one tame with touching or carrying. But it's not enough to make someone tame if it's just in this comes under the same roof. So that is wheat, barley. Sorry, Rashi says ve'ena metame ba'ohel. Five lines on the bottom of Rashi. That the bone the size of a barley corn doesn't is not going to be matame if they're just coming under the same roof. Halachal Moshe Mishinai, who that's a masorah that we have halachal Moshe Mishinai. There's no source for it in a pasuk. Okay, three lines from the bottom of the Gemara. Gefen, what about grapes? Kedei revias yain lenazir. A nazir needs to drink a revias of wine in order to be chayev. In order to cancel out his nazirus, and have to start again. Rashi says, "Kedei revias yain lenazir, achat chartanim v'zogim v'lulavin kashir revias yain chayev." If he ate the skins and the pits and the other bits of the grape, which add up to a revias of wine, then he's going to be chayev v'inchi revias yain revias mayim shavin, and a revias of wine and a revias of water are not the same. Lefisha yayin of, because wine is thicker, v'hamayim klushim, and the water is thinner. V'yesh b'revias yayin yosem imash yesh b'revias mayim, and you have more in a revias of wine than in a revias of water. Kadam rinon, b'shabas, gabi revias dam, shiach al likrosh, v'lamud al kazayas, by a revias of blood, which it could congeal and make a kazayas, mishum desamich, because that's because it's thick. Alamidi de kolish, loy have a revias de kazayas. But something that's a thinner liquid, It's less dense, I guess, and so therefore the revius doesn't make a kezias from water. So apparently wine is more dense than water, so that's why it's going to have a different shear than water of a revius. So that's why yayin has to be the deciding factor of a revius. Okay, te'ena. So where do we find a fig? Kegrogris leitzar Shabbos. A dried fig is the amount that one needs to take out to carry on Shabbos in order to be chayev. Rashi says, last Rashi on the page, leitzar Shabbos titan hamotzi ochle kegrogris vihi te'ena yevesha. Someone takes out food which is a gregoris, and that's a dried fig. Remind, what about a pomegranate? Let's see. Market at Tan, kol klei bali batim, any vessels of homeowners, shiuran kerimonim. So the shear of that is going to be a remind. What does this mean? Rashi says, shiuran kerimonim, nikev kemoti remind tahar. If you have a klei which has a hole in it the size of a pomegranate, then the kli is not going to be able to, it loses its status of being a vessel. Rashi says, Bali batim chasim al kleihem. So most people, most owners of kelim are careful about their kelim. Hilkach nikev kamoti kitnias matznir lezesim. So if it has a hole the size of a bean, then he's going to put it aside for storing olives. Nikev kamati zayis mishdamish legoizim. If it gets a hole the size of an olive, then you're going to use it for holding your nuts, which are bigger than olives, so they're not going to fall out. Nikev kamati egoiz mishdamish beremonim. If it gets a hole the size of a nut, then you'll use it for holding pomegranates. Avol shel uman haimed limkar lo havishira habahachi. But if it belongs to a someone who does it for commercial purposes, then this shear doesn't work. This is only for private kelim. The rimon will make it not be considered a kli anymore. I guess we'll pick up the rest of the pasuk tomorrow.
Total side issue.